Uncle Herman. Hi, Skye. Listen, I'm glad I caught you. I got a problem. Julie's going to be home in 5 minutes, and I don't have a joke to tell her. Have you done anything funny lately? Have you heard anything funny lately? You heard about a guy who crossed a beaver and an elephant? He doesn't know what he got, but you should see the size of the dams it builds. Anything else? Come on. What? You were so paranoid once, if you went to a football game and the players got into a huddle, you would think they were talking about you. Come on, Uncle Herman, give me the A material. Oh, you knew a guy that was so mean, he used to train homing pigeons and then move. Come on, Uncle Herman, she's going to be right home. Give me a good one. A joke, a limerick, a pun, a knock-knock thing, anything, a riddle. Come on, Herman. I'm desperate.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Yeah, where we need ya. On the spot, welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
I'm gonna handle this song.
Okay, guys.
Wait a minute. Look, all I know is that the Silver Gloves boxing match is on Friday, right?
Yeah.
And Covelli is fighting for the Utrecht, right?
Hey, man, I've been waiting all year to get my hands on that Covelli. All year.
I want him. I want him.
Mellow out. And listen, I know that you want him.
Yeah.
We all want him, right?
Yeah.
But we got to do it the democratic way, okay?
All right.
One potato, two potato. Three potatoes, four, five potatoes.
Hey, what happened to my potato? You forgot my potato. I'm a sweetheart too, you know. Don't I get a chance?
A chance to what, die? Covelli's a gorilla.
Yeah, well, I
Come
could be
on,
a gorilla.
Come on, it's a matter of integrity. You see, the guy who fights Covelli, you know, he's got to be strong and he's got to be clever.
Yeah.
I'm strong.
You're strong, right? You get your little sister to carry your books to school. You call that strong?
No, I call that clever.
Just cool it, because we got more important decisions to make right now, right?
Yeah, come on, gotta make go. Decisions, little Arnold.
Yeah, let's make decisions.
Hey, Arnold. No one's saying you're not one of the boys. I mean, you are. But Friday at 3:30, whoever faces off against Covelli has got to be a man. Dick.
I'm a man.
Only by technicality.
A very small technicality.
Yeah, well, I am such a man that I am not the slightest bit upset by all this.
Hi, Arnold.
Arnold, why are you so upset?
Because my dignity has been attacked. I am a sweat hog. I got my rights. As much right as any other sweat hog to get into the ring with Covelli on Friday.
You want to fight Covelli? Arnold, when did you first notice this need to do away with yourself? Arnold, look, if the guys don't want you to fight Covelli, it's just because they're looking after you.
Hey, here comes Covelli. Here comes Covelli.
Hey, yeah, and that little chump, Murray.
Well, if it ain't the sweat punks.
Well, if it ain't the sweat punks.
Jumping rope, Covelli?
What's the matter? You tear your dress when you was playing hopscotch?
That's funny. Just so happens, I'm in training.
Toilet training?
I love that one.
I didn't hear that, Epstein.
He asked if you was in toilet training, Jim.
Which one of you guys is going to be the lucky corpse, huh?
You don't scare us, Cavelli. Any one of my boys here could make you feel like you've just been through a blender.
Yeah, how would you like it if we frappéed your face?
Yeah, I didn't hear that, Horshack.
He asked if you liked your face frapped.
I heard him.
Hey, Cavelli, I sure hope you ain't allergic to canvas. Because that's where you're going to be spending Friday. Face down!
Are you threatening me, Horshack?
This is getting out of line.
He didn't mean it. He's
out of line, huh? The only thing that's going to be out of line is your spine. Your face is going to be so ugly, we're going to have to close it down on weekends.
All right. That's it, Horshack. I want you.
Whoa. Oh, yeah,
you are what he said.
Me?
Yeah, you. Mouth.
You're on, Carvelli. Give me these. You want to see training? The kid is going to show you training here. Hey, my name is Arnold. My mother's name is Arnold.
Cut it out, you're embarrassing us. But listen, if you're gonna do this, you do this right. You do it like this. Dean, my name's Barberino. I say the ba ba ba.
It's enough of this top 40 stuff. Come on, Murray. I gotta go rent a tux for a funeral.
What? What are you all looking at? The guy challenged me and I accepted. What do you want me to do? Run away? Hide out in some foreign country?
Okay, we've narrowed it down to two foreign countries. Afghanistan and Newark.
Newark, huh? I'd rather fight Cavelli.
Yeah, and end up in an emergency ward.
Look, I gave my word.
Arnold, you can always take back your word. You can't take back your teeth.
I don't care.
How would you like to get hit in the stomach so many times that it packs up and looks for a new body?
I don't care.
Well, that's the way it's gonna be, the sound of that bell.
I care! I see my whole life flashing before my eyes! And I'm not even in it.
Arnold, calm down, all right? All right, you guys stay here for a minute. The rest of you read chapter 14 by tomorrow.
We always read chapter 14.
And read chapter 7 twice. All right, I don't understand how you let Arnold get himself involved in this.
We tried to talk him out of it, but he wouldn't listen to us.
One minute he was on a horse shack, the next minute, the Great White Hope.
But don't worry about it, Mr. Cotter. I got it all figured out. I'm going to have the kid come down with that bubonic plague.
Hey, don't you guys ever listen to me? I am fighting Carvelli.
Stop it, Arnold. You're not fighting anybody.
You hear that?
I don't want to hear any more about this boxing and this stupid silver gloves competition.
Oh, Cutter, about this silver gloves boxing match we can get on Friday. We're going to need a real powerhouse in there against Carvelli.
Yeah, would you settle for a power failure?
Now, listen, we've had these boxing matches for the past 20 years, and you know how many times Buchanan has won? None.
That's not true, Mr. Woodman. Bonzo Moretti won once.
Eating your opponent doesn't count. Every vice principal has some sort of trophy. I want that trophy.
Well, don't worry about it, Mr. Woodman. One of us already volunteered to box.
You have? Barbarino, I'm proud of you. Go in there, win that trophy.
But it ain't me.
Oh. Epstein, proud of you.
I'm proud of you too, Mr. Woodman. But I ain't gonna fight him.
Washington.
Strike three, Miss Woodman.
All right, Carter. Who is it?
Horshack wants to be the one to fight Carvelli. Serious, Mr. Woodman.
Horshack?
Horshack.
Horshack?
Carter, you're a warped person. You're doing this just to deprive me of my trophy. You were warped then. You're warped now. You're warped. Walt!
This has gone far enough. I'm calling it off.
Call it off? Mr. Carter, you can't call it off. Mr. Carter, sometimes a man has to stand up for himself, even though he knows he's going to land flat on his back. Haven't you ever felt like that?
Yeah, once. There was this girl.
You wanted to fight a girl?
No, there was this girl I really liked. Her name was Leilani Shapiro. Went out together a few times. One day this guy comes up to me, big, heavyweight jock type. He told me that he was Leilani's boyfriend, and if I would continue to see her, he was going to rearrange my face. I thought about it. I thought about it a lot. What he said, and I knew he was going to do what he said. So I called up Leilani and I told her I couldn't see her anymore.
And how did that make you feel?
How'd that make me feel? I felt like Arnold, if you really think that you have to do this, I'm behind you.
Cartel. Now, you know it should be one of us fighting Cavelli. I mean, they bitten Horshack don't live through the weigh-in.
This is not a street fight. This is a sport. There's a ring, a referee, and padded gloves.
He's gonna get killed.
Not in a ring. But Freddy, if he tries to prove himself in some alley, he might.
Hey, Mr. Cartel. Who is that guy with the mustache and the crummy jokes? Says something about fighting gets you nowhere.
That was me.
Right.
And I still believe it. But this is a special case. Hey, congratulations, Otto. You took 10 minutes off yesterday's mile.
I know. The last 8 blocks, I took a cab.
Come on, Otto. Fight with Carvelli's in 2 days. You've got to build up your endurance.
Yeah, Mr. Cotting. You work on his endurance. And I'll go light a candle.
See you later, Freddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good time. All right, Arnold. What I want to work on now is something that's really important. Psyching out your opponent. Now, all good fighters do this, okay?
Okay.
Now, I want you to pretend I'm Carvelli. All right? Now, the ref is introducing us in the ring. And I want you to give me a cold, angry stare. Put it right through me, okay? Arnold, I'm gonna scare him, not date him. Come on, let's not act silly about this. People are gonna say you're the silliest fighter they've ever seen. Until now. Mr. Woodman, what are you doing here?
Not Woodman, Connor, the one upon me kid. I want to get Horshack here a few pointers.
All right, Arnold. Just pretend this is the ring, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Now, I want you to make sure of one thing. When you lead, you always lead with your left. Lead with your left. Your other left. Now protect your body with your right.
What do you want to do, Connor? Get the kid killed? Of course, keep your left close to your body. Now put your right way up. That's it.
That's directed, Mr. Woodman, if you was a lawn ornament. Stop it, Arnold. This is a basic stance I want you to have, right?
Okay.
This is how you look. This way you won't get hurt too bad. You know?
Okay, just fine.
On your toes all the time.
Then Carvelli can slip in a right cross.
Come on, Mr. Woodman. If Arnold is like this, how is Carvelli going to slip in a right cross?
Like this. Oh. Look at it. Both of you down, punched up by an old man. Hey, maybe I ought to fight Carvelli. Attention, please. Before we begin today's bout, I would like to introduce one of the past Silver Glove contenders from Buchanan High who went on to fame, sitting at ringside from 1955, Dino Crazy Delaney.
All right, Dino! 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 Dino!
And now in this corner, wearing purple trunks, weighing 165 pounds and foaming at the mouth. From New Utrecht High, Killer Carvelli. And in this corner, wearing baggy trunks and a look of absolute terror, at 127 pounds, a real good sport, Sugar Ronald Horseshack.
Rock 'em, sock 'em, ooh, 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 yeah!
Who is she?
Cavalli, Cavalli, he's my man.
Hey, cool it.
You hear that? He said, cool it, Murray. Ain't he the great?
Yeah!
All right, Arnold's a champion.
Yeah, he's our man.
You're a good guy.
Arnold, we can still get you out of this.
Look, I can get a note for you. You say, Dear Cavelli, please excuse Arnold for this fight. He's allergic to traction.
This is the moment of truth for Arnold Horseshack.
I thought you meant one, Horseshack. Come on, Horseshack. All right, I want this to be a clean, honest fight. For Carvelli, try not to kill him. Touch gloves.
Killer Cavelli.
You're right.
Is it over?
Yeah.
Did I win?
No, not really.
I didn't think so. Hey, Juan. They don't think I took a dive, do they?
Arnold, as far as we're concerned, you're the gold medal kid with the heavyweight crown.
Yeah. Yeah, Arnold. You made us proud to be sweat hogs.
Look, Freddy, I didn't win.
Arnold, you won as soon as you got into that ring. After that, it was just a question of who got the trophy.
And right. We all know who that was.
Hey, Arnold, you did all right. Yeah.
Oh, you did terrific. Everybody's proud of you. Oh, did I ever tell you about my uncle who was a fighter? Slapsy Maxie Carter.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, he was great. He used to eat a pound of pickled herring before every fight.
Did that make him a better fighter?
No, but he knocked out his opponents with his breath.
Welcome back. The dreams were, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Been legion.